What's good, everybody? Here's another episode of the Ambition Show podcast. Be bold, make the call. What does that mean? Making the call, sending out the email, initiating the conversation, starting communication. You will never get to where you want to go on your own. It's just a fact. You're going to need other people, whether it's your network, whether it's sales and customers. You need to put yourself out there, challenge yourself, and take or make those opportunities. And it can start as simply as making a phone call, sending out an email, initiating communication. We're going to get into that, how to overcome those challenges, how to build up your confidence, how to help you to get to where you want to be. Today's episode, let's get it. So what's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Ambition Show podcast, a podcast designed to give you the tools, the resources, and help you enhance those skills, help you enhance and build on the knowledge that you've already, you know, acquired, whether you're just being put it together yourself or you've, you know, you've gone to business school and you've started your entrepreneurial venture years ago, or you're still kind of in that strategy stage. The whole point is to progress, right? So we're getting you out of whatever stage you're currently at and to move forward. And sometimes it takes a little bit of the right tools, the right tactics, resources to get you there. And today is one of the most challenging areas, and we've had multiple episodes about different aspects of sales, but one of the most challenging areas is just the confidence to initiate conversations, the challenges to, you know, start a good dialogue and communication and build that network. That can be the biggest challenge of just getting from one stage to the next. And stage could be literally from its infancy, where you're just developing the infrastructure of your business, or it's literally taking it from startup to the next level. A lot of times that one thing is that we're trying to get out of that comfort zone, or we can't get out of that comfort zone. We kind of lock ourselves in. And what happens is that we leave a lot of money on the table. And that's what we're going to get into, and how to be bold, make those calls, start those conversations, build out that network, right? And stop leaving money on the table. What tools, what activities, exercises can help you in building that confidence, to overcome those hurdles, to create opportunities, to take opportunities, really building out, okay, really building out a toolkit to help you get from one stage to the next. That's what we're going to go over in today's episode, because honestly, that is where I've seen the biggest challenges, not just for myself, right? Of course, like I said, a lot of this is coming from experience with my own personal experiences, but also the experiences, of course, of the mentors I've worked with, definitely the clients that I've worked with, but also just this is one of the things we're talking about today is network. The people in my network, you know, people who have achieved things that I want to achieve, people who, you know, we've actually achieved goals together. It's all practical. It's all in practice. It's all, none of this stuff is theory. Right? I always bring that up. It's none of this stuff is theory. So the things and tools that we've used to help us, I know they can work for you. It's just a matter of everybody has, you know, their own toolkit that they have to put together. So we'll give you different resources, different tactics, different activities to help you today. And you start putting the pieces together for yourself to see which ones work best for you. And let me tell you right now, that's why I'm starting this off. This is not like, okay, cookie cutter. It's not, okay, step 1, 2, 3, ABC is going to work for everybody. No, some people have to jump a couple steps. Some people are at a different level, right? So 1, 2, 3, you know, they're like, hey, I've done all that before. Like I said, we could be at different stages, but it doesn't mean that it has to apply to one specific stage, right? They could be activities. Well, maybe I don't need steps 1, 2, and 3. I just need step 3, right? Because I've already passed by steps 1 and 2. Can happen. It can easily happen to everybody. So I just want to make sure this is not cookie cutter. It's not like, okay, Aaron's going to give us the perfect formula. It's going to work for everybody. No, it's you have to apply, test, see what works for you, see what doesn't work for you, and double down on what does work. Take massive action on what does work. So like I said, start off, don't leave money on the table. We're going to get into some basic exercises to help you with getting the confidence to build out a network, make sales calls, initiating sales conversations, presentations, things of that nature. These are the things that usually hold us back as entrepreneurs and small business owners. And then, of course, like I said, different ways to, or different tactics to build on those activities and build on those steps to take our businesses to the next level, to the level we want to get it to. Okay, so one of the things that I brought up in a past episode, and this was episode 7, where we covered the formula to success. And one of the biggest things that I kept calling out in that episode, definitely jump back, listen to that episode. If you don't, you know, if you don't recall, if you didn't take notes, if you're not going back to your notes about that episode, because there were steps specifically, it was outlined what was considered the formula of success. And the formula of success, this is a formula that's actually, and this is why I say it's not cookie cutter. It's not cookie cutter in the sense that it's applied across the board, across everything. In other words, you might be at a specific stage that others aren't at, right? So you have to first identify where you are in that stage. You really have to determine where you are at that point of your business and that point of your entrepreneurial venture, at that point of your creative venture, of your creative level. Because it could be you're still at a starting point where you're still developing your skills and you're still trying to find your area. You know, you're trying to find your niche. You're trying to find your specific place and everything. But to go over it real quickly, so those 7 steps, in case, like I said, if you don't have your notes, that's cool. Take note right now. Break out pen and paper. Go to Google Doc. If you're listening, you know, while you're driving, of course, don't write anything down. And I hope you're listening to the episode. You're not watching the video because you're driving, right? But take note as soon as you get the opportunity to take note. If you don't have that physical opportunity right now, right? Number one, and remember, one is broken out into 2 stages, or to say 2 steps of one, right? Know where you're starting from and then know where you want to be. Those are the 2 keys. And that's why I say you could be at that point where you're still, I got to figure out, like, where do I want to be? Now, knowing where you started from is very easy. This is where I am right now. But knowing where you want to be is the next step, right? Is the next stage. And that's technically still part of the second side of part one, right? Or step one. Because it's hard to create a path for yourself if you don't know where you want to end up. Like, some of the best authors, and I learned this a long time ago when I first started writing my own stories, and when I started writing, you know, just copy for commercials and whatnot. Knowing where you want to end up. Okay, where do I want the customer to be at the end of that customer journey? A call to action. Where do I want the customer to end up? You know, so from a creative level, like I said, some of the best authors, they know where the story's going to end. They build it backwards. Project management, right? We do T-minus. We go backwards, right? Okay, we know where we want to be in 100 days. Now we need to figure out, we know where we're going to be in 60 days. Now we need to figure out where we're starting from, right? So one of the very first steps, just like a business plan, actually, this just dawned on me. I didn't even think about it this way. Just like a business plan, right? What's the first, one of the first things you see in a business plan? The mission statement. Yet, what is one of the last things that you should write? Right? When you're filling out your, when you're completing your business plan, one of the last things you actually make is your mission statement. Right. Or if you start off with a draft, you might start off with a draft, but then you come back to it because you're like, that's where I want to end up. The entire plan is to make sure that mission is fulfilled. We need to know where we want to be. We need to know the goals, right? We need to know where that goal is. So that's the second side, or the other side of step one. First, where you're starting from, just be real honest, be blunt with yourself. And then the second side of that, or the other side of that, is know where you want to be. This is where I am now. This is where I want to be. And don't think this is the formula for your entire life. This could be just break things. Like, I'm telling you, I've brought this term up too many times. Break it down like a fraction, yo. Break it down like a freaking fraction. Don't say this has to be for the next 20 years of my life. Maybe 5 years, 1 year. To make this a successful year, this is where I'm starting from now. This is where I want to be. Don't overload yourself. Number two, step two, the actual step two is just the will. Now, that's why I say it. It's not necessarily, okay, an academic way of looking at things. In a way, it's very abstract, but also, this is action. And that's the most important aspect of a true formula of success, or formula of anything that you're going to do, especially when it comes to your business. Actionable. I'm going to keep using that word a lot in this episode. Actionable. Because the will to make an opportunity, the will to take an opportunity, The will to try and fail. It's that simple. How do you know you're learning if you're not failing a little bit? If you're not getting the answer wrong, well, how do you know what the right answer is going to be? Well, I automatically know the right answer every time. I can't stand it. I used to that annoyed the heck out of me when people would fail. When I was in training, people would never ask questions because they didn't want to be wrong. Well, how do you know you're even right if you don't even ask the question? You got to start by just asking the question. It's trial and error. You'll never get anywhere if you're so afraid to fail, you don't even try. You'll never know if you can succeed. It sounds crazy, but that's how a lot of people, I don't want to fail, so I'm not even going to try. Then how are you going to ever succeed if you don't try? Now the third step, okay, and that's why I say it's important to get it out of the way in the very beginning. Where do I want to be? Is to start build out a plan. You build a plan from point A to point B, and you actually write down, you actually put in milestones, right, of the opportunities you're going to take, the opportunities you're going to look for, the opportunities you're going to make for yourself. And by putting those down, by writing those down, and that's what's starting to build out that plan, what do I need to get to that point? Or I should say, what do I need to make that opportunity happen? Preparation. So you don't wait for the opportunity, you don't wait for the training for the opportunity. You wait for to get the skills for the opportunity. What do I need to prepare, or how do I prepare to get to that opportunity or to make that opportunity possible? Or better yet, and I've brought this up in the past story about an associate of mine not having that business plan ready, being ready as opposed to getting ready. Okay, I've brought up that story. I know for a fact I've brought up that story at least three times, right? I have a totally different scenario, totally different situation that a lot of people could find themselves in that has actually happened when you want the job. Now the other case with the story I gave you was about my associate who didn't have that business plan ready. And to this day, I know that person is still kicking themselves for it. I know it because we've discussed it. And of course, they listened to one of the episodes where I mentioned it. They're like, why are you still bringing that up? But they didn't say, like, you still bringing it up, like, man, you know, I feel, you know, why the heck are you talking about it? Like, you still bringing it up, man, I wish I had just been on point at that point. Because now they don't even do that. Now they don't even come close to doing that. They're always in a position to win. I used to tell my godson this all the time. Put yourself in a position to win. But I'm going to give you another scenario. Very similar. It's about, simply put, going after a job. It's the same as if you're going, you know, for an investor of some sort for your own business. And this is a situation I was in where I could have had literally the perfect resume ready for the job that I really wanted. Didn't have it ready. Just as simple. Wasn't expecting to look for this job. Wasn't expecting to find this job, right? When I was looking for it. And then went to a job board, went to a recruiting board and found it. And when I say I could have had the perfect resume ready, meaning that I had literally to the T, education, skills, certifications, everything that I needed for that job. And it was a great job that I wanted. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't look back on it and I regret that I didn't get that job because I didn't have a job at that point. I started my business. So that's I don't look at it regretful in that way. That was, you know, really where the opportunity is. But what if I was in a position where I needed that job? Because thankfully, I didn't need the job at that time. Right. But I took the opportunity to go further in my own small business. And I'm really happy that I did that because I acquired even more skills that helped me to this day. But not everybody's in that position, right? Some of us really need those jobs, or somebody might really want that job. They might want to have their own business as a side business, but they really wanted the job that they found. And now they missed out on it. Because you know what? 2 days later. Now, yes, I admit 2 days later because I was working. I had my own business. 2 days later when I had that resume ready, the job was no longer posted. Now, when I first found it, they already had hundreds because it tallied it up. They already had hundreds of applications. 2 days later, that job was gone. It had already been there for some months. But like 2 days later, gone. Be in a position of readiness. Be in a position to win. Put yourself in a position to win every time that you can. Preparation. Preparation to take an opportunity, preparation to make an opportunity. gave you the example of the business plan. I'm giving you another example about just finding a job. It's the same thing. Have that resume ready. To this day, I still have a resume ready as if I am sending off job applications, right? Because what if someone just simply says, hey, you know what? I would love to hire you as a freelancer. Let me just see your resume. Well, I have a portfolio too, but I have a resume, which is in your, you know, the traditional form of a resume and a CV, right? Just in case. Why? Why not? It's a simple digital document, sheet of paper to have, right? It's an additional sheet of paper. That's it. One copy is a PDF, one copy is a Word document, and good to go. Put yourself in a position to win. And these are the things that you're going to put into that plan. This is step three. These are the positions, things that you're going to put into that plan. Step four is to take massive action based on the plan. What preparations did I say that I need to take? What documents do I say I need to have? What skills do I need to acquire? What opportunities do I need to identify and find? Whatever is in that plan, you take massive action. In other words, you don't hold back. It's making me think about I can't think of the name of the song. Galvanize was the name of the song. If you guys have never heard, it's a freaking awesome song. And it was constantly going through that song is don't hold back. It was Q-Tip, and I think it's the Chemical Brothers. I know, right? Random. You know, if I get to talk about hip-hop and music, I'm just going to go on a tangent. But point is, every time I think about this step I think of that song. Because literally what they're reiterating that song is don't hold back. The world will hold you back, but you don't hold back. The world's going to attempt to hold you back, but you don't hold back. You take massive action on this plan. So whatever steps you have to do, you have to take, whatever way you have to prepare, doesn't matter. You take massive action. Because when you get to step five, you're going to observe whether you're closer to where you wanted to end up or not, based on taking that massive action. Step six, this is why it's a very simple formula to success. And if you think about it, it's generic to where it fits no matter where you are. Because maybe you already have the plan, but you haven't taken massive action. And that's why I say it. In step five, what you're doing is you're looking back to say, hey, am I actually closer to where I want to be? I've given myself these milestones. I've given myself these benchmarks. I've given myself these checkpoints. Am I where I wanted to be? Or am I closer to where I wanted to be? How many more steps do I have to take? Because in step six, if the plan is working, well, I took massive action and I'm very close to where I want to be. So why am I holding back? Where can I double down? Where can I triple down? Give you an example. Maybe your ultimate goal is to get your business so successful to where you can sell it, right? A lot of people have an exit, or a lot of people want an exit strategy. That's what a lot of entrepreneurs want to start off as, and there's nothing wrong with that. They want to make their first venture very successful, sell it, that way they can go off and do other things because they're creatives. Entrepreneurs by nature are creatives. No matter what your area is, accounting, marketing, doesn't matter, you're a creative because you're an entrepreneur. That's a creative instinct. It's just a matter of what's your medium and what's your media. That's the difference. So don't ever let somebody tell you because you're not a painter, you're not a writer, you're not a creative. No, if you're an entrepreneur, you're a creative because you're creating something out of nothing, right? There's something that's not there yet and you're making it happen. That's being a creative. You just have a different medium. So let's say your business is, hey, you know what? Or I'm sorry, you're where you want to end up. Well, where you want to end up, you want to sell your business. You want your business to go off. You know, you want to be able to sell it. Okay. So when you took massive action, are you running any kind of valuations on your business to understand the value of your business? If it's ready, if it's a viable, profitable business to where someone would want to purchase it from you, did you give yourself an actual amount that you would sell it at? Like, in other words, did you say, you know what, if my business hits 25 million, I'm going to sell it. When my business hits 100 million, I'm going to sell it. Or when my business hits 150 million, I'm going to attempt to sell it. Something like that. Did you give yourself that? Because maybe that's where your error is. Maybe you didn't take massive action enough to run your own valuation. Maybe you didn't take massive action to where you were supposed to find the lawyers and work with the right people to help sell your business. Right? Are you closer to that end game? Are you closer to where you wanted to be and where you wanted to end up? If you are closer, if you're really close to it, What steps can I take to make sure I get to that point as soon as possible? Did I need to hire more employees? Did I need to buy more equipment? Do I need to review my taxes that I've done previously and make sure everything looks right to where it shows how profitable we are, to where we're a viable business to purchase? Do I need to get a new accountant to help me do that? Maybe I was doing my own taxes and my own, you know, my own accountancy, which is fine. You're a small business owner, right? You're working on a shoestring budget. But maybe you're like, you know what? I made the money now. I can go out and hire a really good CPA. Go over all our paperwork. Work with my lawyer and see if we're in a position to sell. That's what I mean. If you're closer to where you want to be, you're doubling down on it. That's step six. And then look, like I said, these are seven steps, right? Last step is, if the plan is not working, you go back to step three and you identify in the plan where the errors are. That's why you wrote down the plan. That's why you created a plan. Because now, if I didn't do that, if I didn't do step three, right? And then for everybody who's like, you don't need to write down a business plan. You don't need to write down a mission statement. You don't need to write down proposals. You know, okay, then. Then when the day comes and I ask you, hey, why are we here with the business? And I'll have you looking around in the sky, and I have you tossing papers around. I have you, that's because you didn't have a plan. That's because you didn't have anything written down. That's because you didn't have any kind of structure. Now, I know what you're probably wondering. Aaron, how does this all play into be bold and make the call? And if you're wondering that, that's fine. You should be. Right? I went over the Forming Success for a very specific reason. There's a method to the madness, people. There's a method to the madness. Because I finished with, if you don't have a plan, you're going to be wondering what the heck happened. Well, if you don't have a plan when you make a call, when you don't have a plan of where you want your business to end up, when you don't have a plan of how you want to start the business, a lot of questions are going to be, well, why did this happen? How did this happen? How do I get it back on track? Well, what track? There's no track. You didn't make a track. You just had the train running in the dirt somehow and expecting it to move. Because that's what happens when you don't have any type of plan. And that's when I talk about being bold and making the call. If you make your formula to success and you know where you want to end up, you're going to start to craft tools or develop tools or purchase tools. It's perfectly fine with it. You purchase call scripts, or you work with a cold calling company, or you work with a company that does the marketing for you. You hire somebody like myself who's doing the digital marketing for you. We're going to do together. We're going to create a plan in your social media. The very first step I'm going to have you do, the very first step we're going to do together, you have to tell the world what you're doing. That's why the very first thing is, where am I starting from? The second side of that is, where do I want to end up? Let the world know what you're doing. Take massive action. I get a clear understanding written out of where I am right now, where I want to be. I'm going to build out a plan and build out some steps. And one of the first things I need to do is what? Always take massive action, whatever that plan is, right? To make sure that plan is executed to the best of its ability. And the best of his ability, or the best of your ability to execute it, and for the best results, is to know exactly what you are looking for. That way you know if it's working or not. But if the world doesn't know what you're doing, your project, your business, doesn't matter, all that is out the window. You building up your confidence by having it mapped out. That way there's all that guesswork is out of the way. I've taken all that out of your way. Here it is mapped out. There's no reason to wonder what's going to happen because you don't know where your path, or you don't know what your path is. You have an idea. This is what I want to achieve from this path. So if you're not achieving it, what's missing? If you are achieving it, let's double down on it. Let's triple down on it. Let's make it happen. Take massive action on it. And the very first thing you can take massive action just by telling everybody what you do, telling everybody what you're working for, telling everybody what you're working towards. One of the best tools to do this, Simply start doing Instagram stories, Facebook stories. LinkedIn has a feature very similar to stories. WhatsApp, YouTube, even shorts, right? And even YouTube is getting rid of stories because YouTube has a feature called stories, but they're getting rid of that. You can still use YouTube shorts. All of these, just tell your story. Tell the world what you're doing. Map out that path and share it. Because how this comes back to making that call, you're going to remove one of the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs always have, which is people don't know what I do. You're going to remove one of the biggest issues small business owners have. People don't understand what I do. That should be built into your plan. Clearly articulate what you do, why you do it, who you're doing it for. Clearly articulate that. That should be one of the very first steps in the path, in the plan. Create small incremental goals. So many followers, so many impressions, so many shares. Right? Those are typical social media metrics that we go by, right? But take it to your business, of course. Visits to the website, how many converted to sales. See, these are small milestones, small benchmarks that feed into the ultimate goal. Break it down like a fraction. But this is taking massive action. It is that simple. I say it that simple because it is that simple. Which is going to go into the activities and the tactics that you can use for your entire business from day one. From day one. But the very first thing you got to do is what? Where am I at? Be honest. I don't have a massive budget to work with, but I have my phone. I have social media. I have email marketing. I don't have a huge team. I don't have a team at all. I'm by myself. What does that mean? Maybe if people knew what I was doing, I could build out that network. So where does that mean? Where should I be? I should be joining the groups. I should be on LinkedIn. I should be joining LinkedIn groups. I should be in message boards. I should be on Quora spaces. I should be in places where like-minded people can not just agree with what I'm doing, just know about what I'm doing. And I know what somebody might think out there. They're like, well, that doesn't sound like business school. That doesn't sound like, you know, something super technical. It's not. See, we make things more challenging for ourselves than they have to be. That's why I told you, I use the term left and right. I love it. Break it down like a fraction. But more importantly, keep it simple, y'all. Keep it straightforward and simple. Open up your mouth. Tell everybody what you do. If you have 2, 4, 5, 6 hours to be on social media, and we all know I'm speaking of some people a day, okay? If you have 2 hours to be on social media, just use one for business. If you have 6 hours to be on social media, if you have 10 hours to be on social media, use half of that for business. Notice I'm not saying that should be your entire business. I'm saying use it for business. It could be like, hey, my situation, I have one social media platform that I'm, you know, only personal. Because the majority of my customers or target audience, they're on that platform. Definitely, they're on the platform. There's no question about that. But the reach and the impact I have, in other words, the value that they're pulling from it, they're not pulling it from there. They're going to other platforms. So I'd rather spend my business time on the other platforms, personal time on this platform. It can work that way for you too. You don't have to mix the two. In fact, it's actually more messy and dangerous to mix the two. Oh, I use this one for business and I use this one for personal. Yeah, well, you got to be careful because remember, those are two different voices. Because let me tell you right now, all my customers are not my friends. All my clients are not my friends. They don't have to be. We've gone over that in a whole episode. And for you, they shouldn't be. Jeff Bezos does not know everybody who shops at Amazon. I could tell you that right now. If there's few guarantees in life, I can guarantee you that right now. The funny part is the way that they track and the way that they manage their data. He could find everybody, most likely, if he really wanted to spend the time. But that's my point. When you get to your bit, and you don't even have to be a Jeff Bezos level, right? When you talk about sales and profit and things like that, it could be as simply put as you could own 20 pieces of real estate. Forget that. You could own 10 pieces of real estate and still not know every tenant. You don't have to, and you shouldn't have to. You could own a local grocery store and not know every customer through that door. That's okay. The problem is when we start mixing the business in our personal lives too much, right? Which makes this type of stuff harder, because then we can't just keep it. Let me just stay on this plan. Let the world know what I'm doing, and who picks it up, who doesn't. That's cool. Don't let it ruin your friendships. Don't let it destroy friendships at all. Every customer doesn't have to be your friend, and vice versa. Every friend definitely doesn't have to be a customer. But letting the world know what you do is important and vital, because you're not making that decision for them. Let them make that decision. Because if they see the value in what you do, they might not be the customer, but they might be the path to 1,000 customers. So when we come back, we're going to go over the tactics, right? Or just say more so the tools, not just tactics, but the tools. The tools to help you do exactly what I mapped out, right? First off, implementing that form of success, making it easier to make those calls, making it easier to get on social media, making it easier for you to execute. Make the plan, but more importantly, execute the plan. Make the plan, but more importantly, execute the plan. We're going to get into that. Come right back from this commercial break, right back to the Ambitious Show podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. So thank you so much for joining us again for the Ambitious Show podcast. We went over the 7 steps of success, went over it in a past episode at length. I just reiterated it again because it fits right into what we're working on today, and the tactics and the skills and activities that you can acquire and apply from what we're going over today in this episode fit right into the formula to success, because it's not cookie cutter into we all going to start from point A or sort of step 1 through step 7 exactly at the same time. It is, though, simplistic and generic enough to where we can utilize it. We just may be in different stages or different steps of the formula, right? So went over that to start us off. And now let's go into 1, some tactics and activities you can apply, hopefully some skills you will acquire. That way, you'll know where you are in that formula. You know what portions of the formula work for you right now or where you need to revisit. And most importantly, get you to where you want to go, because that's the ultimate goal, right? Is where you want to end up with your entrepreneurial venture, with your small business, with your creative, with your creative venture, with your side hustle, even, if it's a side hustle thing that you're going for. So, 1, a great tool to use are SMART goals. Now, SMART goals are nothing new. And I always will bring this up to you. I brought it up to you at the top of this episode. Nothing that we're talking about. Okay, sorry to get a little slang, but just being real with y'all. Nothing that we're talking about is theory. This is all application, right? And if it ain't broke, we ain't fixing it. We're just utilizing it better, or we're utilizing it in a different way. SMART goals, I didn't create them. Not trying to claim that I created them, but I use the heck out of them. Because you know what? When it was first brought to my attention quite a few years ago about SMART goals and specifically what they are, I'll break it down in a second, but I was like, why the heck haven't I been using this concept and this practice for years? Because it wasn't, let's just be real, it wasn't revealed to me, it wasn't presented to me, it wasn't taught to me, right? So I don't care if you're 17 or you're 70, doesn't matter. As long as you're living, you're breathing, you have an opportunity to learn, right? So don't beat yourself up if you didn't know this 20 years ago, if you didn't know it 20 minutes ago, you know it now. You know it now. So SMART goals. specific, measured or measurable, okay, actionable, realistic, time-based. Say it one more time. Specific, be specific. No generalities. No, oh, you know, I want to own a business one day. Very general. I want to own a grocery store one day. A little more specific. You want to own a grocery store. Measurable. Now, brought that up. It's going to be interesting how they kind of overlap the form of success. Measurable is kind of the same that we saw in the formula. Building out that plan, building out benchmarks, milestones. Measure your path to success. Okay. Have I checked all the boxes? Have I spoken to distributors? And I'm going to get specific to the grocery store scenario. Have I spoken to distributors, vendors, and have I spoken to employees? Have I hired employees? Have I scouted an actual location? These are all measures, right? If these things haven't been done, how are you going to own a grocery store? How are you going to start and open the grocery store? If you don't know the location, action. We talked about taking massive action in the form of success. Same thing here, actionable. What are actionable steps in that SMART goal? Hiring the employees, securing the distributors or the vendors, right? Getting the fixtures. Realistic. Keeping it a bean with y'all. We do this to ourselves all the time where we give ourselves goals that are not realistic. And I'm not knocking anybody's story. I'm not knocking anybody's position in life. What I'm getting is 100% real with y'all. Are you realistic about where you are? I want to own $1 million property by the end of this year, but you are $150,000 in debt and you make about $50,000 a year, but you want to own $1 million property by the end of this year within 12 months. Really? That math ain't mathing. And I gave you math like that because that's how a lot of people think. How about this? You're $150,000 in debt. You make $50,000 a year. Let's make a SMART goal, because the last aspect, and these two go together, time. Time-based. Realistic, right? How about you work on getting rid, at the very least, 10% of that debt, 20% of that debt. That way your debt to income, debt to asset ratio by the end of this year are in a better position to where, okay, you're looking a little bit better. And then you'll be able to save more. Or you're going to spend more next year to get rid of even more debt. Or if you are in a financial position, maybe very secure with your job, maybe you got a 401k, maybe you have a retirement fund, whatever it may be, very secure with your position, you somehow consolidate that debt and lower those monthly payments, lower the interest rate. Maybe that's your route. But you see what I did there? See, a lot of us are obsessed with these astronomical, and I'm sorry, I'm not saying your goals are wrong, because it's what works, it's what you feel works for you. But sometimes it's at the wrong point of our lives. And we're not being realistic about, my goal is to, like I said, your goal is to own $1 million property. Well, why has it got to be $1 million property? First off, why don't you buy, with lack of term, but buy a piece of shit property right now and build it up. That way you gain the knowledge, the skills of how to develop a property, how to remodel the property, how to rehab a property. Now you've acquired more skills. You've acquired more knowledge that you can then find a way to actually make a revenue from. And I'm not going off on tangent of how to run like passive income and other streams of income. But you see what I gave you there. Now you've given yourself more opportunities. But we get so obsessed with keeping up with the Joneses or looking like other people or trying to impress other people. We're not being realistic about our state. That's why a SMART goal is very important. That's why I said, when I first learned about it, I started applying it to everything. One of the best things about a SMART goal, your SMART goal should never be. Now, this is going to be a little crazy to some people because a lot of us, we think on the crazy side. Let's just be real. Your SMART goals really shouldn't be more than 30 days out. I'm being real with you. What if your SMART goal is to create a budget? Specific, I want to create a personal budget to help me afford to put a down payment on a multifamily unit or on real estate. You see how very specific that was? How is it measured? Measure it. I'm going to watch YouTube videos on how to create a personal budget. I'm going to find a certified financial planner, certified financial advisor. Keyword I keep saying certified. Okay. In fact, I got a great one to suggest to y'all who has a great YouTube channel. Person I've been watching for the past 3 years. Found them during the pandemic. It's freaking awesome. but a great channel. But more importantly, they know what they're talking about. Okay. Actionable. Well, the first stage, I'm going to download a template. I'm going to find a template on Microsoft Word or Google Sheets or templates.net. I'm going to find a template on all three of those platforms. I'm going to see which one works for me. Here's another action you could take. Maybe you take an Excel class. And I have another, and this is a specific goal. I have some great resources for you as well for that one. Realistic. How realistic is this? This is something you could do at home. You could do on your lunch break. You could do on your weekends. Time-based. These are the days I'm going to watch YouTube. These are the days I'm going to download. Or this is the day I'm going to download the template. These days I'm going to upload the template. I'm going to add my own personal information into it. And these are the days I'm going to go in and make sure everything is being updated accurately. That way, after the month is out, I have a full budget. I have a good, realistic view of where I am right now to help me get to where I want to be. This is a personal budget. You can use this as SMART goals to anything. Funding your first business, making your business plan, finding the first employee. Oh, I'm going to go the opposite direction. Firing the first employee. Okay. What should those parameters be to where if I need to get rid of somebody? I don't know. Okay, I took that to a totally different route. But you get what I'm saying. You can apply those goals. You can apply that mindset to any practice. And you should apply it to your business. Don't go more than 60, 90 days out at the most. Keep it measurable. Keep it manageable for yourself. And then track your progress to that goal. What does that sound like? Formula to success, right? Making that path. Tracking that path. Now, when you get the business started, when you get in the mode, when you get it going, number one tool, scripts. Scripts and outlines. This is not the first place, but this is one of the first places I really got to start doing my copywriting. Is I was on Upwork, I was on Fiverr, I was on Craigslist, I was on Freelancer, and I was out there, and I was even on, you know, Facebook groups and stuff like that, and I was making scripts for people. Lead gen scripts, FAQ scripts. Yeah, answering questions from a customer service standpoint. I was doing all that stuff. This was my side hustle, but this was the way I got really started my freelance work, right? Besides, you know, doing the graphic design and web development, because I was already doing that. But what I really wanted to focus on being a freelancer and doing it as a side hustle, but then, you know, I was like, no, I want to have a full agency. I was like, well, I can call all of this skill that I have acquired from these other areas. So from everywhere, from email marketing, call scripts, like I said, customer service scripts, all that stuff. Here's the cool part about it. That helped me, writing those helped me overcome my fears of making those calls, because I gave myself an outline. I gave myself structure. I gave myself goals. This is where I'm starting in the script. This is where I want to end up. This is where I'm starting in the email. This is where I want to end up. This is the call to action. All of these are little tools to help you get on social media. What are those smart goals that you want from your social media? What are the smart goals that you want from your marketing plan? Break your marketing plan down into smart goals and then create the scripts, or utilize the scripts and utilize the outlines to help you get from point A to point B to point C and so on and so forth. Removing those barriers and obstacles that are already going to be placed. Like I said, don't hold back. The world's going to keep throwing it at you. The world's going to continuously throw it at you, right? And one of the best visual tools to use, because you don't want the call scripts and you don't want the email scripts. You don't want any of those things to just be, well, you know, hoping for the best. That's why you make them. Because this is where I want sales calls to end. This is where I want email, you know, newsletters to end. And my email marketing to end. This is where I want it to end up. This is why I'm informing people of this information. This is why it's valuable. This is why I'm making that call and discussing my business with these people after they found me on social media, because I was sharing what I'm doing with the world. Give yourself a goal checklist overall. So each SMART goal is on that checklist. Like, one of the things that we're going over here, yes, like I said, a lot of it can be considered, at one point, some things can be considered a little abstract. But then we're going to give ourselves structure. We're going to give ourselves some actual resources and tools. And that's exactly what we're doing here. These are resources and tools for you to use right now. And you know what's going to come at the end of this episode. If you listen to any other episode, if you listen to just one episode, make this promise to you. You know what's going to come. If I'm giving you these different tactics, these different activities, and these different actual tools to use, this is the Ambition Show podcast. You know what we're going to do at the end of this episode. We're going to make sure you got what you need to get from point A to point B to point C. So with that, SMART goals, scripts, checklists, those three pieces right there, like I said, start really looking at it and examining. That's really how business is. It's very simple. We put all this other complexity onto things. If I simply say a business plan, a couple proposals, a presentation, a few call scripts, everything else builds out of that. SMART goals, checklist, project plans, all that stuff just sprouts out from that stuff, right? Financial statements, it also sprouts out from that stuff. But if you have structure from the beginning, it's easy to start adding those other pieces to it, because really all there are add-ons. But they're not complex to create because you have a starting point. You have a good foundation. So when we come back from commercial, honestly, I will say this is, besides Start With Why, this is one of the most important books I've read. Probably within the last 7 to 10 years. And I'm sharing this book with you because I think this is one of those things that will help you develop the confidence, the courage to really just get out there and to be honest with the world, with what you want out of life, and to, most importantly, be honest with yourself and do right by yourself. Because a lot of us are not doing right by ourselves. You know, I know we talk about business, we talk about creativity, we talk about stuff like that. But all of this, that's why I said, besides Start With Why, because why, the why behind everything we do is so important, is in fact the most important thing. And I would say this, outside of like a business aspect, just in a general human level, the most important, the human level of everything, this, I would say it's only second to Start With Why. So we come back, make a book recommendation, and I will not be shocked if this truly changes your life and outlook on a lot of things when we come back from commercial break. All right, everybody, we are back. Now, what to read? Woo, what to read? The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. Yes, honestly, like I said, on a human, most human level, basic level, this is the most important book outside of Start With Why. And the 5-Second Rule, you know, I don't like the whole concept when people are like, oh, it's, you know, it's these, it's a secret, or it's a special skill or anything like that. Like I said, a lot of stuff that we went over, it's nothing new. Call scripts, SMART goals, stuff like that. It's nothing new. This is a genuine, not necessarily secret or, how should I say, special. It is a tactic. It is a special tactic, but it's not anything that's completely out of the norm or that you would think, that you could think of. Sometimes what you have to take a step back, or somebody has to bring something to your attention, right? And that's usually where it's kind of seen like it's the secret sauce, or it's a special move or special maneuver, like thinking on a video game level, right? So the 5-Second Rule, simply Mel Robbins, and the way she put it, the way she articulated this was perfect. Basically, you can use the rule in the kind of the countdown method to break any bad habit. Doesn't mean it's going to work perfectly, right? In other words, every time you do it, it's going to, I literally did it this morning, waking up out of bed, right? I read this book years ago and I still apply it. And the best time to apply it is when there's some stuff, let's be real, you don't want to do. I didn't want to wake up early, right? And this was early for me because I was waking up like an hour earlier than I normally would wake up. I didn't want to wake up early. I didn't want to start doing chores and stuff that I had to do around the house and stuff like that. But that's the whole purpose of it, right? It's to help you get out of negative talk and bad habits. The idea is to help you form a new habit. And there's some great books about, there's some great, you know, exercises about forming new habits. But the idea is to get you into regular practice, the habit of utilizing this exercise, if you will, to develop the better habit, the positive habit, the constructive habit of when I really don't want to do something because life is in my way, I'm stressed out, I'm bored, I'm annoyed, I'm whatever. I do this to bring me back and check me back, right, into reality. See, that's being realistic about things. That's why this, like I said, that's why this book was so, one, impactful for me, but two, the reason why it's been a bestseller for years, and three, flat out works. Frankly, simply put, don't want to get out of bed. I'm keep it real simple to you. Don't want to get out of bed. I'm annoyed. I don't want to get up early. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get yourself up. I know it sounds crazy, but start doing it. Read the book. Listen to the audiobook. Audiobook is great. Audiobook is awesome because when you hear the countdown, I would suggest immediately when you start hearing the countdown, put yourself in that position of doing something, you know, man, I don't want to do this. I want to go to the gym. And it's not 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're at the gym. It's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're getting your bag together to go to the gym. Maybe you have that bag already. And see, this is why I talk about. Remember, I talked about SMART goals and breaking down like a fraction. You know you're going to go to the gym today. Or better yet, you know you're going to go to the gym tomorrow. You know what you start doing? I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. I probably don't want to go to the gym tomorrow. You know, I most likely won't want to go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me start putting that stuff in the bag so I can put that bag in my car. That way the gym bag is already in the car. That way the gym bag is already ready to go at the door when I'm walking out the door. Let me put the bag in the car right now when I'm done putting the bag together. Let me put all my stuff aside for my protein shake or my energy drink or whatever it may be. Let me get my vitamins together. That kind of stuff, right? Break it down and then start building up those good habits. One of those habits that from what started with this book is what I just gave to you guys is that what I started doing is I knew, Well, I knew I wouldn't want to do this. What are those incremental goals? What are those incremental things that I can do to get on the positive path? So I know tomorrow morning, I'm not going to want to get up early and want to jump out of bed and start running these errands that I got to do early in the morning and then record the podcast and then work on these reports. So what can I do right now? I have my clothes already set up. I have my agenda written up. I have the list of the stuff I'm going to get from the grocery store. Right. I have the laundry and the actual detergent, all that stuff put to the side by the bed, ready to go. So when I wake up in the morning, I know what clothes I'm going to put on. They're right there. There's no excuse. They're right there. I got the laundry stuff already set up. It's right there, right by my bed. Nope. Just walk over to the machine. Just take it. Just put it in the machine. I have the list. It's already right there with my, you know, my wallet and my keys. So I can just go out and go to the grocery store. You see what I mean? I've taken out those barriers, those things that could prevent me from being successful. How does this fit into what we're talking about? Same thing. SMART goals. Same thing. The call scripts. If I know where I want to be, I know where I want to end up. What are those little things that I can do to overcome or get rid of those barriers? To make sure I'm taking advantage of every opportunity. When I get somebody on the phone, I have the script already ready to go. I know where I want to be. I know it's easy to write the emails, the sales emails, or make the sales calls because my mission statement, my business plan, my SMART goals all have me geared towards that direction. I know where the conversations I want them to end up. Now, How does that 5-second rule play into this? You got to write the scripts. You got to download the scripts. You got to find somebody to make the scripts for you. Know where you are in life. You know what? I'm not a great copywriter. So you know what? I might need to hire a copywriter. Let me stop BSing around and go on Fiverr, go on Upwork. You know, maybe hire. If I'm in a position, I could actually hire somebody as opposed to contracting, you know, or going through a gig program or platform. When you read, even if, like I said, even if it's something that it sounds so common sense, when you're reading, you're taking it from another perspective, and it's a beautiful thing. It opens up your mind. Like I said, this audiobook is awesome. I think this is one of the best audiobooks I've ever heard. I left that in my Audible review. It's one of the best audiobooks I've ever heard. But reading it helps you absorb it as well. And a more eternal level because you hear it in your own voice. And that's one of the benefits of reading anything. When I hear it in my own voice, it's like, dang, whoa, did I just say that? Did I just think that? Yes, I did. Now, how can I apply it? How can I use it? How can I utilize it for myself? And the best thing about this, man, you like I said, you are going to do it from the jump. When you're reading this book, you're immediately going to start applying it. The scenario she goes over in the book, the scenarios she goes into, you can immediately start looking at the different scenarios for yourself, whether it's dating, whether it's work, you know, entrepreneur, creative, family, you will immediately start applying that. Immediately. I can't speak highly enough about this book. Honestly, only second to start with why when it comes to not only what we can apply personally, I mean, it's our business, but also personally. Right? Because this will help you grow as a person, honestly. When you start building and getting rid of those bad habits, you start looking at those bad habits. You're like, man, I can break that. Break it down like a fraction. I can break that. So, the 5-second rule by Mel Robbins. Cannot express this enough. Fantastic freaking book. The link is in the description. Grab it. The audiobook, for the person on the go, the audiobook works great because you'll immediately start applying it as you're driving, thinking. But make sure, of course, you're paying attention and driving. Right. I honestly say, you know, if you can dedicate time to reading the book by the paperback, by the hard copy, and just sit down and read read a few pages, read a chapter or two a day. It's a quick, easy read. That's the best part about how fast you can absorb it, because it's a very easy read. It's not something that you really have to. It's not like you're reading Lord of the Rings or nothing. Okay. It's a very easy read. And I really commend the author. I really commend Mel Robbins for doing that because it made it so easy to absorb. The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. Grab it. Let me know what you think. Links in the description below. And as I said, I'm going to close out with this. We don't leave you without some type of tools, right? Now, it's quite a few of them here now. Oh, it's quite a few of them. It's quite a few of them. But that's the whole purpose of it, giving you tools. 5-Second Rule. You know the book. 5-Second Rule. You know the book. Let's start applying it. I know some of y'all don't download all the resources, and that's okay. Because we can clearly see that. How many downloads, how many listens, how many spins, all that stuff. And then how many, you know, people actually acquire the free resources. That's okay. The free resources are all located at the website. The free resources are all located at the Ambition Show Podcast website. All of the resources are available at the Ambition Show Podcast website. TheAmbitionShow.com is the website. Go there to acquire them. There's links in the description to visit the Ambition Show Podcast website. I am saying this because this is what separates the people who achieve their goals. This is what separates the people who achieve their goals from the people who don't. Taking opportunities and making opportunities. Being in a position to win. That's what separates them. Because I can give you the same opportunity I give to someone else, but if you're not in a position to take it, who's to say that opportunity is always going to be there? And if you're one of those people who says, oh, well, the opportunity isn't there anymore, that means it wasn't meant for me. Okay. That's if that's your outlook, that's your outlook. How many times in your life are you going to say that, though? How many times in your life are you going to just give it up to that chance that just maybe that wasn't for you? Because nothing's promised. So, ambitionshow.com is the website. All of the resources and tools are available at the website. Based on that episode, just look up that episode and boom, shakalaka, it's right there. Okay. With that, what are those free resources, Aaron? Number one, SMART goals, worksheet, and a tracker. You get a worksheet and a tracker, right? Very simple, easy to use. Been using it with the pretty much every client that I work with that comes for us for branding services. This is what we use. The reason why is because it helps them stay on path or on track and on their path. Helps them even build out a path because sometimes they don't even have a path. Helps them build it out for themselves. But we work with them to develop it overall. From, and like I said, this is full branding, right? So this is, even if you're at a position where you're like, I already have my business started. Maybe you want to know, are you on the right path to where you want to go? Because you might have already started the business, but that other side of step one, remember, of the formula of success, maybe you weren't sure about where you wanted to end up, or you didn't create a path of where you wanted to end up. So you don't know if you're on track or not. Those SMART goals, make those incremental goals. That way you can start building out, say, oh, really, am I where I want to be? Call script templates. Let's take away the guesswork. Take away the guesswork. Easy fill-in-the-blank templates just to get you started. Make those calls. Have those conversations. Get those sales. It's just that simple. Everything from cold call scripts, follow-up call scripts, right? Here's the one that gets people the most. We can have a whole episode about this. I didn't get into this, but we can have a whole episode about this, and this is where those call scripts are going to help you out. Going back to clients that you or customers you already have, follow up. Hey, how's everything going? Is there a reason why you haven't come back to using our services? That's a big one. And I, unlike the Jeff Bezos things, I can almost guarantee that 95% of business owners don't do this on a regular basis. They might do it once in a while, every few years. When I say regular basis, I mean at least annually. Do you ever go back? Because I remember one business owner that I helped out. And I asked him, like, what about all these customers that purchased from you one time and never came back? Have you ever reached out to them? Come to find out it was something wrong with the way the order form was on their website. They were losing out on, every month they were losing out on thousands. Because some of these people were like, you know what? I like the product. I just didn't like that experience. I said, you need to get that fixed. We didn't build the website, unfortunately. We didn't get that contract to rebuild the website either. But he kept me on to work on his digital marketing. And I worked with his developers. Developer's a fantastic developer, fantastic WordPress developer. If you guys want his contact information, I'll gladly share it. Because what we identified was, hey, this has to be redone. And here's the crazy part about it. Habits. Woo! Oh, I put it together. I'm patting myself on the back. Bad habit. The business owner had a bad habit of doing this. Not going back. Not going like, hey, I'm just touching base. Hey, I want to, you know, just see where we are with our relationship. You know, just kind of having chit-chat conversations. Because he never did that with the customers, he did the same exact thing with the guy who built his website. Like I said, the developer wasn't the problem. The developer didn't know. The guy was just one of those owners that said, hey, oh yeah, the website looks good. I'm done. I'm getting the majority of my orders. But I'm like, you got this big chunk of people who never come back. And they make some good purchases, but they never come back. Developer's like, I never knew that he had this issue or that this became an issue for the customers, right? Think about those bad habits you might have. That's exactly where this book can help you out. Oh, I love how I put that together. Anyway, and that's real talk. Like I said, right off the dome, I just put that together of how all that played out. And I was like, that's where that book could have really come in handy for somebody of breaking that bad habit of going back. Hey, you know what? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me go back and let me check on some of these old customers. Well, we have a couple call scripts for those follow-up calls, making those quick calls. Very simple call, very simple email. Same thing. To that point, email marketing scripts, a little bit more specific. It's not so much just follow-ups. It's more so specific initiating that communication, initiating that conversation, but very valuable and very helpful. Creating a goal checklist. I did this years ago when I first started using Canva. Absolutely love Canva. You know, I always talk about Canva. I have a space on Quora where I do Canva projects. If you have Canva questions, follow me there. I might start doing YouTube videos about Canva. If you guys want to see YouTube videos about using Canva and the tools on Canva, let me know. I'll be happy to add make some videos about that as well. And this checklist helped me out a great deal. And I'll tell you why. And probably not the way you would expect, but it's the reason why you should have something like this. I was literally down and out on myself. Like, man, I'm not where I want to be. Remember I talk about that other side? Not where I want to be in life. Missing out on some opportunities, not knowing, you know, where I want to go with certain things. This is just a couple years ago. And I looked at this checklist. I went back. So I was like, you know what? Let me look at my old business plan for my business. Let me look at all these old things that I put together. Because I wasn't building out a bad habit. After a while, after the first few months and then really getting, kind of just absorbed into other work. I wasn't going back and checking, doing the benchmarks and the milestones like I'm supposed to. Went back and I looked at this checklist infographic. That's why I'm using this one and sharing this with you guys to make your own. Because when I looked at the checklist, you know what happened? I was exactly where I wanted to be on this checklist. I made the checklist when I first started using Canva. So this is what, 4 or 5 years ago now? This is like after Canva first was released out of beta. I mean, I was one of the very first users of a lot of people that I knew, especially in my city. Because I noticed there were a lot of people that I was noticing from Canva users. They were all over the world, but a lot of them were from Chicago. And this is one of the very first things I made on Canva. Because I love making infographics. You guys know I love my infographics. If you've ever seen my blogs, if you've ever seen that stuff, you know I love my infographics. I made this checklist. I looked at this checklist. I had not looked at this checklist in 4 years, 3 or 4 years. I was exactly where I wanted to be. Changed my entire mindset, my entire perspective. Because I was like, wait a minute. I said this is where I wanted to be. This is why you have to be very specific where you want to be. Specific in your goals. Specific in that timeline. Specific in your measures. What are you going to measure and how you're going to measure it? Make your own checklist. Make your own checklist. Utilize Canva. Fantastic tool. Take this infographic. Fantastic tool. It's all free. Make that checklist. Print it out. You can print out great things from Canva as well. Print that baby out. Post that sucker on the wall and look at it. Give yourself a timeline of how often you're going to check it off, or you're going to make sure you're on pace for that checklist. And let me tell you, there's a bunch of other great tools that you can use in Canva. You can make your call scripts in Canva. You can make your smart goal sheets in Canva. The smart goal sheet that we have for you to download, you can upload and edit it in Canva. In case you don't have a PDF reader, you can upload and edit it in Canva. Canva is a fantastic tool, fantastic platform. Go to that checklist, make your own checklist, download and start working from it, or edit it right there in Canva. Can't express that enough of how important it is to have a very visual in your face path to your success. We've brought that up in multiple books that I've talked about, but it fits right here. And if you're like, oh, I don't want to do it today, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, make it happen for yourself. Go there, check your checklist, make sure you're on path, make sure you're on pace for what you wanted to get out of life. So with that, y'all, your takeaways are smart goal worksheet, call script templates, email script templates, a goal checklist infographic that you can go in and edit for free on Canva, and a link to help you utilize the most and get the most out of Canva. Everything from videos for YouTube, talking presentations, AI tools to help your brand and business look absolutely beautiful and to present your brand in the best light right there from one platform on Canva. With that, guys, all of those free tools, like I said, website, any of the free tools from any episode, any resources from any episode, ambitionshow.com is the website. Ambitionshow.com is the website. Go there, get those links, use those tools, those resources, everything that we've taken the time, some of them we've built from scratch just for you guys. We've edited, changed it around, you know, from what the clients were using. That way it's optimized for you guys who maybe haven't worked with us one-on-one. But all of this has been utilized, whether it's for my digital marketing agency and web development business, clients and the agency, just myself, or all the above. All of these tools, you know, we're customizing them, making them more easier for you guys to jump in and just start working with. So we put them on platforms like Canva. We put them in PDF files. But the ultimate goal is for you guys, of course, to have the tools and resources you need. And that's what the ultimate purpose of this platform is. That is the ultimate purpose of this. That's the goal of this platform, is to help you guys reach your entrepreneurial ventures and your creative goals. Be bold. Make the call. And I know you guys are probably like, man, this went into a lot more than I was expected. And when I was first crafting this episode, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I wish I had this years ago. I really wish I had this platform years ago, because this would have helped when people, you know, laying out tools and things like that for me and resources like that. I didn't have to put all this stuff together myself. But that's the whole point. Hey, I learned. I took those ups and downs, so you don't have to, hopefully. So grab that book, catch those free offers and those resources. Best to you and yours. Thank you for joining me, Aaron Muhammad, your host, for another great episode of the Ambition Show podcast. I appreciate your time. I really want to see what you guys do with those tools. But don't forget, the main thing that I asked for out of this episode when it came to using Canva. If you guys want to see videos on how to use Canva, let me know. Put that in the comments. Let me know. I'll be happy to jump in and, you know, make some make a few episodes, or you know, we do it all on our YouTube. We just strictly, you know, restricted to our YouTube channel. Some Canva tutorials. All right. Peace and love to everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode for the Ambition Show podcast. Best to you guys. Catch you in the next episode. Peace. Let's get into it.